الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على السلام حي على حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ذریعے
حضور says that the community or the jamaat that God Almighty initiated through the promised Messiah on whom be peace and which was granted the distinction and honor that they were joined with the earlier people. This is no ordinary distinction and this is no ordinary jamaat or community. Hundreds of thousands of righteous-natured Muslims departed this world still in desire and hope of finding this hero. Therefore, every single one of us who associates him or herself with the Jamaat or the community of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, he or she needs to reflect over those matters that the earlier people acted upon. They performed the bayat, the pledge of allegiance with the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and they joined his ummah, his community. And under the influence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tarbiyat, moral training, they fostered such a strong and firm relationship with God Almighty that God the Almighty says regarding these people, مَنْ يَشْرِ نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. In other words, that of the men there is he who would sell himself to seek the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, in order to acquire the pleasure of God the Almighty, they acted upon the commands of God and put their lives in difficulty in the process, and they cared not a jot along the way. Their only purport was to attain the pleasure and happiness of God. And then God Almighty in return gave them countless and profuse blessings and rewards. The blessed companions on whom be peace made endeavors to act upon the commands entailed within the Holy Quran. In fact, they had such enthusiasm to acquire the pleasure of God Almighty that they would question the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that how can we perform virtuous acts? Some would ask questions to this degree that Allah the Almighty halted them, that when a Sharia or a law is being revealed, do not ask questions, because some of your questions could lead to commands being revealed that could place you into difficulty. So therefore, Allah is Ra'uful Ibad, the most kind and gracious. He is extremely compassionate upon his people and he keeps his benevolent eye on his servants. And this saves a person from difficulty, such a person who for the sake of acquiring the pleasure of Allah is ready to face every hardship and every difficulty, and is ready and prepared to act upon all the commands of God. So Allah the Almighty displays His exceptional kindness and grace upon such a person. Those people who establish a firm connection with God Almighty in their surrounding society and in their surrounding environment, they become a reflection of the attributes of God the Almighty. They strive to fulfill and implement all those commands of God the Almighty which He has commanded us to act upon. Such persons also display kindness towards the creation of God and fulfill their rights. In short, this is a true Islam which forms a connection between man and God the Almighty and gives inclination and draws attention towards Haqqul Abad, the rights due to mankind. It is this real and true Islam that the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascertained, they learned, and they displayed practically. And the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, came to teach us this, to inform us of this, and to allow us to tread on those very paths. Thus, to achieve this, we need to self-reflect and analyze our own selves. At this time, in this light, I will present before you some extracts of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. These extracts draw our attention towards our condition and also our state. In the first extract that I have selected, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has drawn a picture of this current era, and he has also elucidated how the Jamaat should be. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, speaking regarding the general ulama, those Muslim scholars of the time who had not accepted him, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, "At this time, I observe that the state of the ulama, the Muslim scholars, is virtually that of lima taquluna ma la taf'alun, as is said in the Holy Quran, that why do you say what you do not do?" So this is practically the state of the ulama today. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states that this verse is applicable to them. The majority or a large proportion of them testify to this verse. Belief in the Holy Quran remains by name only. Otherwise, people have completely departed from the commands of the Holy Quran. From the Ahadith, it has been foretold that a time would arrive when the Holy Quran would ascend to the heavens. I know most certainly that this is that very time. True purity and taqwa, righteousness and the fear of God, which is born out of following the commands of the Holy Quran, where can that be found today? If this condition as depicted had not formed, then why would God the Almighty form this movement or this community? Our opponents cannot comprehend or discern this. However, finally and ultimately, they will observe that our truthfulness will manifest itself like the bright day. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states that God the Almighty Himself is preparing such a Jamaat, a community, which will believe in the holy and noble Quran. Azur says, this is an immense responsibility that has been placed upon the Jamaat. This is an expectation of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, from the Jamaat, that they will accept the holy Quran. To accept and believe in the holy Quran does not entail disbelieving in the physical book of the holy Quran, but it relates to believing and following what is entailed within it. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, every worldly adulteration will be removed. So Azur says, we need to self-analyze and self-assess that every contamination, that is worldly contamination, will be removed from within, and a pure body will be formed. And this is that very Jamaat or community. This is why I enjoin and inculcate you that you need to fully abide by all the commands of God Almighty and bring about such a revolution and transformation within your own lives as was brought about by the Sahaba, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let not anyone stumble by observing your misdeeds. Azur says that every single Ahmadi needs to be a role model. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, I also say that it is the duty of every single person that he separates himself from maliciousness and falsehood. So observe this, that dispensation that is on the precepts of prophethood. Azur says that community or movement that is on the precepts or prophethood, that prophethood wants to further tread on that path. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, when the grace and blessings of Allah shower upon the earth, and where beneficial and also useful plants and weed grow, there also toxic plants and weed emerge. Regarding this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, elucidated that such people will raise who will make false claims. Anyhow, further, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states that it is the obligation of every single person that currently they should pray to God for the achievement of our aims. Azur says, that is, the mission should be fulfilled. The purpose for which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came should successfully be completed. So he says that go on praying. The foundation of this movement is upon the definitive words of the Holy Quran and the Hadith. For the support and succor and also verification and endorsement of this movement, Allah, the Almighty, has sent signs in the heaven and the earth as a completion. Azur says, these signs of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, which are heavenly and earthly signs, they are like a stamp. Such a stamp has been provided that seals the argument completely upon the people and testifies to the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. So he states that know most surely that that person who has been commissioned by God Almighty, he is given a stamp. And that is a stamp of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, which short-sighted and indiscriminate opponents cannot comprehend. Hazrat says, now in the current age, whoever comes after the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sent by God Almighty, he will come in subordination and complete obedience to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And he will only operate through that stamp of the Holy Prophet. But people do not comprehend this. But the promised Messiah says that you establish your own example so that the world can comprehend that this movement has been established which has a special connection with God Almighty. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states, O my Jamaat, may God Almighty be with all of you. May that mighty benefactor prepare you for the journey to the hereafter in the same manner in which the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, were prepared. Bear fully in mind that this world is nothing. Cursed is that life which is only for this world. Unfortunate is that person whose all griefs and all sorrows are only for this world. If such a person exists within my Jamaat, it is in vain that he considers himself to be in my Jamaat, because he is like a dry branch which will not bear any fruit. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, expounding the correct manner of steadfastness and also reformation, states that in accordance with me, this is the best manner of purifying oneself. It is impossible that you can find any better route than this. That a person should not be arrogant or proud in any way. It should neither be arrogance of knowledge, arrogance of family, or arrogance relating to wealth. Hazrat says these types of arrogance are normally found in people. Somebody is proud upon his knowledge, somebody is proud upon his family lineage, and somebody is proud upon his wealth. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says you should shun all types of arrogance. He says when God the Almighty provides somebody with insight, then he is able to see that every single type of light that can save a person from this darkness, that light descends from the heavens. A person is always in need of this heavenly light. Just as the physical eye cannot see until there is sunlight from the heavens, in the same way, the inner eye or insight that removes all kinds of darkness and replaces it with the light of purity and also taqwa. So this also descends from the heavens. I say most truly that man's taqwa, faith, worship, purity, everything comes from the heavens, and also it is dependent on God's blessings and grace. If Allah so wills, he can maintain that, and if Allah so wills, he can remove that. Hazrat says that when the rewards are from Allah, they are dependent on Allah's blessings and grace. If Allah so wills, he can sustain those, and if Allah so desires, he can make those come to an end. Then how can somebody be proud or arrogant? Neither should anyone be arrogant upon his level of taqwa, nor upon the state of his faith, nor upon his worship, or nor upon his prayers, neither upon his purity. And similarly, he should not be arrogant, as I stated earlier, upon worldly matters. Everything is from God Almighty. For this reason, we should always submit before God the Almighty. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that true spiritual knowledge and insight is this, that a person considers himself as completely worthless and nothing. Hazur says, in other words, a person should consider his own existence as insignificant, as if he is absolutely worthless. So he says further that a person should fall upon the threshold of the divine with humbleness and humility and search and beg for God's blessings and grace, and should beg for that spiritual insight that burns selfish desires, which forms a light within that fosters a capacity for piety and also righteousness. After, if a person gets a measure of God's grace and he receives conviction and satisfaction of the heart, that is, the heart opens up and he receives acceptance of his prayers and becomes satisfied and reassured, that is, as a result of Allah's grace, then a person should not feel arrogant about this. Rather, he should display even more humbleness and humility. Hazur says, when the bounties of Allah open up, when the doors of Allah's grace become opened further, and a person realizes that Allah's blessings are descending upon me, he should display more humbleness and humility. Because the more a person considers him or herself to be insignificant or worthless, the greater will the light and blessings of Allah descend on him or her, which extend to that person light and also capacity and strength. If a person abides by this doctrine and creed, then it is hoped that through Allah's grace, his moral condition will become superior and excellent. To consider yourself anything in this world is arrogance. This state of arrogance leads a person to treating others with contempt, and he believes others are insignificant in comparison to him. Hazur says, when arrogance is adopted, then a person believes that others have no significance in comparison to him. Hazur says, this is why I said that every single person needs to analyze his own self, that are we striving to tread on that excellent path expounded by the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in one place, O fortunate people, O people of good fortune, with great fervor follow that teaching that has been given to me for the salvation of all of you. Consider God to be one and without partner. Do not associate anything else with Allah. Neither in the heavens nor in the earth should you associate anything with Allah. God the Almighty does not forbid you from using worldly provisions and means. However, that person who leaves God aside and relies and depends only on worldly means and provisions is a mushrik. He is an idolater. God has been stating from time immemorial that unless one purifies one's heart, there is no salvation. Therefore, purify your heart and free yourself of rancor and anger. Hazur says, rancor and anger devours a person entirely. His morality becomes ravaged and destroyed. Therefore, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has removed yourself entirely from rancor and anger. Within the nafs-e ammara, the self that incites to evil of a person, there are many types of impurities, but arrogance is the greatest form of impurity. Hazur says that arrogance is the worst type of filth and also sin. The promised Messiah says that if arrogance did not exist, no one would remain a disbeliever. Therefore, be meek of heart. In general, be sympathetic to mankind when you preach to them to seek paradise. Hazur says, now we have our religious scholars. There are our da'in, those who invite people to Allah. They offer themselves and are rendering great services. However, sometimes some issues rise to the fore when it relates to one's own person. Then they forget. At times, arrogance and also egotism come to the fore. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that this voice that emanates from you to call people towards this paradise, how can this voice possibly be true? If you wish ill for others in this world of just a few days, Hazur says, when it relates to your own personal matters, you do not desire good for others, but you desire bad. So the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that fulfill God's obligations with fear of the heart, because you will be held to account for this. Hazur says, the duties that have been bestowed by God upon you, you will be questioned for this, so develop fear in your heart regarding this. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, pray profusely in your prayers so that God can draw you to himself and so that he can cleanse and purify your heart. Because man is weak, Every evil and ill that is removed, that is removed through God's strength. Until a person does not acquire strength from God, he cannot overcome any evil and ill and remove it. Islam does not only entail that you consider yourselves as those who customarily recite the Kalama, the Muslim creed. In fact, the reality of Islam is that your soul falls upon the divine threshold, and that you consider God and all His commands of greater precedence over the entire world and all other matters. Hazrat says, nowadays, every single Ahmadi needs to adopt such a state so that we may attract the blessings of Allah to the maximum extent possible. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states that, O my dear Jamaat, believe firmly in the fact that now the time is approaching to its end, and a radical change has begun to appear. Therefore, do not deceive your souls, and rapidly turn to attaining perfection in piety and righteousness. Hazrat says, this is a most important factor. Adopt honesty. There is honesty in the relationship with Allah. In worship, become pure while you perform your worship. Give attention towards Huququl Ibad, the rights owed to mankind. There are two significant commands of Allah: Huququl Allah, the rights owed to Allah, and Huququl Ibad, the rights owed to mankind. There should be honesty and righteousness within this. There are services that you offer to the Jamaat. There are mutual relationships. There should be righteousness and honesty within all of this. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, states, make the Holy Quran your true guide, and in every single matter, acquire guiding light from the Holy Quran. Also, do not discard the hadith as something useless, because they are extremely useful and important, and they were collected and compiled with great effort and hardship. But when a hadith appears to clash or contradict the Holy Quran, so disregard such hadith, so that you may not go astray. God has conveyed to you the Holy Quran in its pristine purity, safeguarding it with great effort. Therefore, give great regard and great honor to this holy word of God. Do not give precedence to anything else over the Holy Quran, because all truth and all righteousness are entailed and based on the Holy Quran. Hazrat says, truth and treading on the truth can only be enacted by implementing the teachings of the Holy Quran. People regard and have faith in the exhortations of men according to the measure of that person's piety, taqwa, and also spiritual insight. Huzur says that therefore, when spiritual insight and taqwa increases through Allah's grace, then our words will also have greater impact. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, discoursing on the firm belief in the promises of God, says, know most certainly that in accordance with Allah the Almighty, those people are not beloved to God who wear rich clothes, who are very wealthy, and who eat very expensive food. In fact, to God, those people are beloved who give precedence to their faith over the world, and they immerse themselves and give themselves up entirely for God. So therefore, give attention towards this latter issue rather than the former. Hazrat says, that is, do not incline to the world and to materialism, rather give precedence to the faith over the world. Hazrat says, the condition and the state of the Jamaat at the time of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, although there were great pious transformations occurring, yet the promised Messiah says that if I observe the current state of my Jamaat, then I become extremely sorrowed, that currently it is extremely weak. There are many stages yet to be passed. However, when I reflect upon the promises of Allah which He has made to me, then my sorrows transform into hope and expectation. One of the promises from the promises of Allah the Almighty is, وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said, He will place those who follow you above those who disbelieve until the day of resurrection. Hazrat says that if at that time the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, had this concern, and he reminded his followers regarding this, then now, after a period of time has passed, we should be even more concerned about this. that the more we move away in time from that era, let not our state corrupt even more. So therefore, we need to deeply reflect upon this and undertake a revolutionary self-analyzation, a self-assessment. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that it is entirely true that Allah will give triumph to my followers over my opponents and those who disbelieve in me. But what should be reflected upon is that everyone who follows me cannot be included as a follower just by performing the bayt, the pledge of allegiance, at my hands, until he does not develop such a state of obedience. He cannot be considered a true follower until he does not truly and completely follow in such a way where he has effaced himself entirely in my obedience and he follows my path. Until then, the word obedience will not apply to that person. From this, it is deciphered. From this, it is ascertained that God the Almighty decreed such a community and Jamaat for me that would immerse itself completely in obedience and following to me. From this, I gain reassurance and my sorrows transform into hope. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that, anyhow, I have the promises of Allah in view, and it is Allah who gives me reassurance and tranquility of heart. In a state where the Jamaat and community is weak and where it is in need of great tarbiyat, moral training, in such a condition, it is important that I remind you that foster a true connection and relationship with God the Almighty and give precedence to Him. For yourself, consider the community and the Jamaat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your guiding principle. Follow their path and their way. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, speaking about giving precedence to the faith over the world, says that that person who gives precedence to the world and is included within this Jamaat, this community, in the eyes of God, he is not a part of this Jamaat. In the eyes of God, only that person is included within this Jamaat who is free from this world. Nobody should presume or assume that I would be diminished or destroyed out of such a perception. This perception will take one away from God. Such a person who effaces himself completely in God, God never lets him go to waste. In fact, God the Almighty provides for such a person himself. Allah the Almighty is Kareem, the one who is noble. A person who loses something on the way to God attains its equivalent. I say most truly that God loves only those, and God the Almighty only gives blessings to the progeny of he who obeys the commands of Allah the Almighty. It has never happened and it will never occur that a person who is truly obedient to God can ever be destroyed, and nor can his progeny ever be destroyed. The world of only those people is destroyed who leave God the Almighty and submit and are inclined towards the world. Is it not true that the reins of every single matter are in the hand of God the Almighty? Without this, no objective can be accomplished, no success can be attained, and no comfort, no ease, and no tranquility can be acquired. A person may possess wealth, but who can claim that after that person passes away, his wife and children will benefit from that wealth? So reflect deeply upon these matters and forge a new transformation within yourselves. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states, especially counseling his Jamaat, his community, therefore, those of you who have an association and bond with me should remember that to every single person, whatever religion he may belong to, be compassionate to him without distinction, be righteous and sincere to everybody, because this is the very teaching of the Holy Quran. وَيُطَعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَعَاسِيرًا. And they feed for love of him the poor, the orphan, and the prisoner. The prisoners who had come at the beginning of Islam, they were often or not disbelievers. Now look at the measure and the degree of compassion in Islam. In my view, this teaching of perfect morality has only been given to Islam and has not been provided to anyone else. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, said that when I return to good health, because at that time he was in poor health, he said, I will write a book. And this would be regarding morality. Anyhow, later the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that I desire that whatever is my mission and my objective should be fulfilled, and that for my community or my Jamaat should be a perfect teaching. and the path of ibtigha imrizatullah, the path of attaining the pleasure of Allah, should be demonstrated therein. I become extremely sorrowful and extremely sad when I hear that such and such person has committed this mistake, or this and this person has performed this error. I am not happy at all when I hear this. I look at the Jamaat as a child who takes one step forward and two steps back. However, I have firm belief that God, the Almighty, would perfect this community. Therefore, you also make effort, stay engaged in planning, spiritual exercise and also prayer, so that Allah the Exalted blesses you. Because without the blessings of Allah the Almighty, nothing at all can be achieved. When Allah's grace exists and He opens up all doors and all paths, Hazur says that in some manners, through the prayers and attention and reminding of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, in the era of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, Allah bestowed His grace. And He saw the pious examples of His companions. In this time as well, Allah the Almighty is demonstrating this. The Jamaat, the community, in many respects has become mature. But with the passage of time, many ills and many evils have taken root. For example, arrogance and also selfishness and mutual discord, as was mentioned earlier. In some places, these have become very visible and noticeable. Cases launched against one another, mutual rancor and animosities, these have increased greatly. We need to give great heed and attention towards these matters. Therefore, if we want to be deserving of being counted as members of this community or Jamaat, then we need to keep an eye out for our own condition and state at all times and at every single moment. What use would our knowledge be if it is not demonstrated at the opportune time? As the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says that people perform tabligh, preaching, you advise others, but when the time comes, that is not demonstrated in your own lives and conditions. That is not reflected in your own state and condition. Thus, knowledge is only useful and beneficial when it is reflected in one's own life and personality. The demonstration and expression of our mutual relationships and connections when internally and externally they become one. Until that point, our knowledge would be useless. Today, when opposition against the Jamaat or the community has reached its climax and is intensified to the highest levels, at every level, we need to push behind our personal interests and vested desires and present an exemplary model of unity. As the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, has said, that Allah the Almighty desires for this community or Jamaat to tread on the model of the companions. May Allah enable us to achieve this. In the previous week's Friday sermon, during the Khutbah Saniya, because of a rather long bout of coughing, many people became extremely concerned and anxious. They sent in letters and faxes, including from Arab countries and other places, that we are extremely restless. Alongside this, quite a large number of people also sent prescriptions to me. If I start utilizing these prescriptions, perhaps I will fall further ill. Regardless, people sent these in and expressed their pious and righteous sentiments. May Allah reward them all. These contagious ailments, they run their own course. I am treating myself through homeopathy, but also other doctors are providing support to some degree. May Allah the Almighty bestow His grace. Please just remember me in prayers.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ